this live shop. Folks know better for me. Thank you.
Swap shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track. Swap shop trains are coming, bringing all those great bargains back. Swap shop trains are coming, rolling in about 10:04. To help you sell your overflow and move it on to someone else's door. Great books, great calls, great sponsors, little inspiration too. So hop on board for value so that little train don't chug right on past you. Welcome to the Swap Shop, an independent program on KVOI Tucson. This is the free market in progress, regulated only by common courtesy and common sense. You're free to buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral to own. You do it by making a list and calling 790-2040. Please describe your items with color, brand if you know it, and features, then the price and your phone number. Say your phone number at about the speed of the pen the listeners are using to write it. If you make a living selling or servicing something, please let me make a living advertising it. Email charles@libertywatchradio.com. This show is produced and hosted by Charles Heller. Any mistakes are his responsibility. This just in. Uber AI announces several new services. Its Uber Eats division will now deliver a combination of food and a wedding chapel complete with AI chaplain to officiate and offer marriage counseling. Uber is also negotiating with Elon Musk for a pilotless shuttle to Mars for those who want an out-of-this-world honeymoon. This has been Irreconcilable News. Now back to our irregularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, and so are any opinions, too. And now, rig for the uncharted waters of the free market. You may swap at will.
No, Will's not here, but we are in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios, where you can buy and sell and trade to your heart's content,
where you can reach way off the microphone and turn up the headphone volume. Charger.
And somewhere out here I have... There we go. There's the control I needed. Okay, now that that's done, yes, I wasn't reaching to pet you, but now that you're here, I'll pet you. Yeah, that's good. Good boy. Why don't you go lay down on your blanket? Why don't you go lay down? Yeah, good boy. All right, 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, or trade anything you'd like. Talk about your yard sale. I have in my hand a very nice, new, shiny $1 coin. It's an ounce of silver. Is it a coin or is it a round? It is a round. It is not a coin. It is not currency of the United States. But let me see. Put my glasses on. It is a full ounce of silver. And silver is going up. I think I paid about $40 for it. And let's see. Honest value. And let's see. It says never fails. The slogan on this coin, on this round, it's from 1973. It says, honest value never fails, and it's got Constitution 44. We don't say USS Constitution. We say, for ships of fighting sail, we say their name, comma, their guns. That's the proper way to refer to them. The USS is a 20th century, development. So, in any case, I have this round with Constitution 44 on it, on the front. And on the back, what does it say? I need a magnifying glass to see that. Well, it does say 1 troy ounce of silver, Constitution Mint. Anyway, if you would like a beautiful round like this, or coins that are actually currency like it, that are dollar coins that are an ounce of silver, or if you'd like signed graphia bills that are, they're historical from all over the world, printed currency, if you'd like those, they have them, as well as many other things like autographs and an autographed baseball, if they haven't sold it, with Babe Ruth's autograph on it from 1928. It was an actual game ball. And if you'd like things like that, you can find them at Tucson Coin and Autograph. They're at 6350 North Oracle, or TucsonCoinandAutograph.com on the Internet. Or if you're a dinosaur and you refuse electronic means, 219-4427. That's 219-4427. See? An ounce of silver sounds like an ounce of silver. That's why some of the 7/8 coins don't sound the same as this. But this one does, and this will be my new one for a while. Then maybe I'll go back to my Enterprise NCC1701 coin. That one of all of them, I love the ones with the Constitution on them. And I really enjoy the one with the Titanic that's made of copper. It's in high relief. But my favorite, I think, is the one with Enterprise on it. And I'm sure they have them. They're a coin of Canada that Canada produced as currency. And there's all kinds of Canadian Star Trek memorabilia coins. The U.S. doesn't really do that with Hollywood, but it does it with Constitution 44. And I just enjoy having the weight of this coin in my left hand between my left ring finger, left middle finger, and left index finger, and then run my thumb over it so I can feel the relief of the ship on the coin. I really like these. I hope you will, too. Go to Tucson Coin and Autograph and let them know you heard it here. And I think it's time for the traditional cup of coffee, but the traditional sound effects pot needs to be up before I do. There we go. Alicia, are you listening? She likes the coffee pot. And today's coffee is combination half hot chocolate and half coffee, and it is from my favorite donut shop, the K Donut Wheel, over on Wilmot near Golf Links. And it is a nice medium brown color, and I'll tap off the lid and put the lid back on. I've got my Stanley Thermos mug, and I'm going to switch to the closed mode, engage the safety, and give it a shake so it's nice and shaken, not stirred. Open the safety back up, and fantastico. There is a name in Spanish for that combination of hot chocolate and coffee. I've got to get it from one of my new favorite restaurants, which is Del Cielo on North Campbell, 50-something North Campbell. Really good place. But they have that coffee on Thursday as well. Anyway, this coffee is from K Donut Wheel. They have, and I have also right here next to me for lunch later, I have my ham and cheese croissant. Yeah, kosher for Sunday. And I am looking forward to that later. And I know that Charger has informed me that he would like a piece of it, and he will get one. Assuming he stays where he belongs, which he is not. Excuse me a second. Get in here. Yes, you with the fur and the four legs. Get in here and park it right there on your blankie. Go on. Down. Problem dog. Oh, well. Not unlike his owner, I suppose. Yes, I know. You're cute. 520-790-2040. And you can buy and sell and trade anything you'd like. You can talk about your yard sale. You can plug your nonprofit, whatever you like. As long as it's lawful and moral, it's welcomed here. Otherwise, kindly cart it off in another direction to some other radio station, and we will be in your debt. And remember, this is the free market, and the free market works better when you actually engage in it. As the great Phil Cedar once said, live talk radio works a whole lot better when people actually call in live. So I encourage you, if you have something you want to sell, this is the place to do it. If you have something that you'd like to buy, this is the place to do it. You can look for it. You can do live looking fours. And every now and then, when I remember to write them down, I have some really good asks of the audience and for things that I'm looking for, and I occasionally get them. Today on Liberty Watch, we have Donna Jackson talking about the recent EPA decision to give up on global warming. And I'm sure that's going to cause an appropriate amount of screams and rending of garments and gnashing of teeth among people appropriate for their teeth to gnash. And we're going to discuss it and have fun with it. A little bit of Schadenfreude there. And also at 11:30, something rather unusual, I have a publicist coming on. The only one I've ever interviewed is coming back, and she's going to talk about an organization that she has represented for some time now called OpenTheBooks.com, and talk a little bit about its founder, Adam Angievsky, who was a guest many times on this program, marathon runner, picture of fitness, and in his 55th year, when he woke up one morning, he was dead. And we'll talk about him a little bit and honor him and his contribution and an act that's going to be named in honor of the organization, the OpenTheBooks.com organization, or is it .org? I don't know. But anyway, she's going to come on and talk about that. And then at 1 o'clock, a return of Dean Weingarten, who I promise will not talk about bear attacks. And there is some stuff coming up with the National Firearms Act, NFA, of 1934, and also the regulation and registration of suppressors and short-barreled rifles, a couple of categories of Class 3. And there's a lot of people in this audience who are Class 3 owners, not necessarily machine guns, but suppressors, short-barreled rifles, and the like. I'm not going to out everybody I know in this audience who has them, but I will tell you there's plenty of people out there that got them. Legitimately, there's nothing illegal about owning a machine gun. I have done an episode of America Armed and Free with a Thompson submachine gun in my hand here in the studio back in the good news days, and firearms were welcome in the building, and I signed off with in Liberty, clack, and I pulled the trigger. It's of course not loaded, and it said fires from an open bolt. So a Thompson, when you dry fire a Thompson, makes a very loud clack, because it's the whole bolt assembly coming forward to strike for the firing pin to strike a cartridge if there's one in there. So did that. Anyway, there is going to be some changes to almost everything except machine guns and destructive devices. It should be an interesting and informative hour with Dean Weingarten, a former police officer, former Army officer, and former employee out at the Yuma Proving Grounds for many years. Had a whole career there. And he is interesting and informative, and he's a writer, and he'll bring us lots of details. So we have all kinds of goodies coming up on the program. That's what's in store for today. You know, people ask me, they'll ask me Thursday or Friday, what's coming up on the air over the weekend, and I tell them, oh gosh, that's so long from now, how could I remember? But I have it written down in front of me with their phone numbers. And new policy, there's no longer going to be anybody calling into this program on the guest side. The listeners, you're welcome to call in any time at 520-790-2040. But the guests are no longer going to call the show from now on. I'm calling them. I am not going to have any more no-shows because somebody forgot, and I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs waiting for them to dial in. That's not happening anymore. I changed the policy of the program, and from now on I call them so that they get on the line when I want them on the line, not when they get around to it. Privilege of ownership. I pay for it. It's going to be the way I want it, as long as it complies with federal law and FCC regulations, which is why you hear station identification at the top of every hour. Within 5 minutes of the top of the hour, that's what the rules of the FCC require. You'll always hear me being diligent about saying that at the top of the hour, just to fulfill the requirement. It's a responsibility of broadcasters to do that so that the audience knows what station they're listening to, and they know what to tune to if they like the information they're getting, so that they can listen to more of it. So that's one of the things you do as a broadcaster, one of the many things you do. Also, your broadcast has to be in the public interest, and that's what I believe Swap Shop is the public interest. It's nothing other than the public interest, and there is no reason why that has to not be at a profit. It absolutely can be a for-profit program and be in the public interest. There is no daylight between those two things. You hear that, public radio subscribers? All right. Anyway, we got a break coming up, and call in, sell something, ask to buy something, look for something, say something interesting for 30 seconds. That would be good too. 520-790-2040. First break of the hour coming up. Mike and Jerry have been at the Alchemy Machine, coming up with some creative new ones. I think I put their spot second in this break, the new one, but pardon me if I didn't, and it's later in the program. It's in here somewhere. But anyway, they're fun and interesting, as are all the ads. Back in a bit.
This is Ed Wilkinson of Wilkinson Wealth Management, where we manage money for gun owners. Does your portfolio look like you're paddling downriver with banjo music playing in the background? If you're truly seeking deliverance from bad financial advice and want to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired, call me, Eb Wilkinson, at 777-1911, that's 777-1911, or WilkinsonWealthMGMT.com.
Hello there, Peabody here. Once again, it's time to take a revealing peek back into history.
Mr. Peabody, what day do I set the Wayback Machine to?
We're going back to the Hudson Motor Company to 1939 to meet with Elizabeth Ann Thatcher, the inventor of the malfunction indicator light.
Mr. Peabody, this place is quite impressive.
Yes, Sherman, the Hudson was quite a sturdy vehicle. Here's her room. Hello, Miss Thatcher.
Anybody got a light?
Wow, what a dish.
Settle down, Sherman. Miss Thatcher, do you realize your invention has brought upon humanity untold stress, anxiety, and loss of sleep?
Of course I do.
Mr. Peabody, so a woman invented the check engine light?
Well, remember, Sherman, it was the woman who took the first bite of the forbidden fruit.
Yes, it's true. The check engine light can cause a lot of anxiety. Take advantage of Perfection Auto Works' free codes check. Have peace of mind and call Perfection Auto Works today at 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Would you like donuts that make your tongue do somersaults? Do you dream of fresh apple fritters, cinnamon rolls, and filled donuts? K-Donut Wheel is on Wilmot, just south of Golf Links, for donuts, ham and cheese croissants, coffee, juices, and more. 4:30 in the morning to 8 p.m., donuts, dozens, and more. Call ahead for large orders, 520-748-8129.
Donuts.
K-Donut Wheel, west end of Fry's Plaza, Golf Links, and Wilmot.
36 of the 50 state high temperature records were set in 1975 or earlier, more than 50 years ago. Actually, 23 of the state 50 high records were set in the 1930s. Most people don't know that, but so it's, we've had warmer times in the past.
So it must have been the early Chevy Suburbans. Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Cornucopia. Gerson's. Gerson's Cornucopia. An overflowing of great stuff. That's what a cornucopia is. And that's what Gerson's is. So many doors, so much flooring, so many cabinets, so much everything. Rugs, refrigerators, windows, wrought iron paint. Paint and even more paint. Gerson's Building Materials. 4726 South Country Club, just north of Irvington. Check us out online. Gerson'sBuildingMaterials.com.
You love it when the sun comes up, look out in the drive. 65 blue Mustang makes you feel alive. Don't you love it when your finger traces coolness on the chrome? I know I do. Don't you love it in the morning time, Brenda, when I come for you?
Brighton Childers, Hank Childers and Nancy Lynn Bright. Nancy Lynn left us on July the 4th, and I'm going to play their music whenever there's not something significant in music history. I'm going to play theirs and her solo music for a long time in tribute to Nancy Lynn Bright. What an absolute a blessing to the Tucson community, both her music and her persona. She lived exactly in concert with her words. She was a person, a self-actualized person, a very talented songwriter and musician, so performer and presenter. All right, well, that opens up the lines for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios to buy, sell, trade, give away, or ask for things if you want, if you got a looking for, if you got a, I'm looking for some 5-gallon water jugs, the kind that have the handle built into them. If anybody's got a few of those for sale, I'll buy them from you, and for cash, come by and pick them up in my little silver SUV, or maybe my little white van, I don't know, so. My little white Breaking Bad van. So, anyway, I never even watched that show. So, seen clips from it, but never watched the program, never followed it. Not into that kind of thing. I don't know, crime shows. Some things, police procedurals maybe, but never things like Breaking Bad or any of the other famous, you know, or for that matter, Little House on the Prairie. I've never seen a Seinfeld. I've seen clips from it. I've never seen a whole episode, but whatever it is out there. It's I spend time. My time has been spent more with books than with electronic media. Although I guess radio is getting more electronic as time goes on, and getting more digital and getting more visual as well. It's interesting. We have cameras in the studio now. We have a camera in here, but I don't have it on, and I don't really know, or maybe I don't think I have it on. I don't know. I don't have the monitor on. I wonder if I am on camera. Who knows? But it's not hooked up to the internet, and so that's what it requires to do. I should probably do that. I do have a YouTube channel. I should probably hook it up and do the program live, but all you do is see a guy sitting here in a golf shirt with two pens in his pocket, and his fingers and his hands folded over his center talking. So I'm not sure that would be that fascinating. Might be okay if we're doing a show and tell on Leatherman tools or something like that. I did bring, I did feel like I needed another multi-tool, so I reached out and found one that I liked on eBay, and it is the old Leatherman, when I say old, I'm not sure they make them anymore, the Leatherman Charge, it's a fascinatingly well-made tool, and I have it in my back pocket. And I have found the tipping point for weight to carry in my pants without them attempting to descend on by the force of gravity. And this Leatherman tool puts it slightly over the tipping point, but it's a little heavy. I think it's about 8.6 ounces, but this is a really neat one. And I'll hold it up to the microphone for you here so you can see it. It's fairly stiff. It's almost new in its quality, and... Anyway, look it up, the Leatherman Charge. Oh, look at that. That one's got an EOD pliers in it. Huh, it's got a blasting cap plier in the top. I didn't notice that. Oh, well, I guess if I ever need to put a blasting cap on, I'll have the right tool for it. Didn't know that. But I noticed that I wouldn't have bid on this one. Oh, well, cost me about $75. That's okay. Won't kill me. And if you've got something interesting, you can call in at 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, or trade. Talk about your yard sale, whatever it is. It's lawful and moral. You're welcome to do it here. And let's see, Variety. Let's see, got some obits to go over. And I noticed with some sadness that actress Lonnie Anderson passed away, and I think she was 79 or 80. Hard to believe that Lonnie Anderson, the girl, you know, the beautiful girl from WKRP in Cincinnati, another show I never watched, but that's okay. And I've watched the turkey scene out of it, and I never saw while that was funny. I'm not sure. Scott is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. I know people laugh at that line, but I don't know why. Actress Lonnie Anderson, best known for a breakout role in the CBS sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati, as well as her tempestuous marriage to Burt Reynolds, died at the age of 79 on Sunday. No cause of death, I think it's last Sunday, was given, but Anderson published Cheryl J. Kagan told the Associated Press she passed away in a Los Angeles hospital after what was described as a prolonged illness. While it only ran for four seasons between 78 and 82, WKRP in Cincinnati, involving a struggling radio station in the Ohio City attempting to reinvent itself via rock format, brought Anderson both fame and critical plaudits as a receptionist Jennifer Marlowe. And let's see, she broke the mold by playing against stereotypical dumb blonde bombshell looks, instead serving as the station's resident cynic and most intelligent member of the crew. As the Hollywood Reporter noted, this was Anderson's, let's see, lost my place. As the Hollywood Reporter noted, this was Anderson's urging. She liked the concept of WKRP, but thought the original role as a dim sex siren was so trite that she refused. Quote, I went in and sat on my little soapbox and said, I don't want to play this part because she's just here to deliver messages and is window dressing, in her discussion with series creator Hugh Wilson. Then Hugh said, well, how would you like to play it? He said, let's make her look like Lana Turner and be the smartest person in the room. And as THR noted, that's what happened. With Jennifer refusing to take dictation-type letters or make coffee as the opposite of the dumb blonde stereotype that blanketed TV back then, Anderson starred on all but one of the 90 episodes during its four-year run on through April of 1982. She also starred as the titular character in the Jane Mansfield story, a 1980 television biopic in which a then relatively unknown Arnold Schwarzenegger played her husband. Born on August 5, 1945 in St. Paul, Minnesota to chemist father and mother and model mother, she was a runner-up in the 64 Miss Minnesota pageant while studying at the University of Minnesota in Frostbite Falls. She eloped with another student, Bruce Hasselberg, but despite having one child in the marriage quickly ended. She found steady work in Hollywood before WKRP and was on the set of the Merv Griffin Show in 1981 that she met Burt Reynolds. The two began dating and a year later were married in 1988. She was 41 and he was 52. "We all cried," said actor Robbie Benson, a guest at the Flora wedding. "It couldn't have been lovelier. They looked like the perfect couple, the kind you see on top of a wedding cake, only bigger. The marriage, alas, didn't quite meet those standards. The two didn't work together often. Most notable example of their being on screen together was co-starring in the critically and comically reviled 1983 stock car racing parody Stroker Ace, although the two also voiced canines in the 1989 animated film All Dogs Go to Heaven." I didn't know they were on that. As the two landed fewer roles on both TV and film, things were getting ugly behind the scenes as well. Anyway, I don't want to read Hollywood gossip. However, the divorce would financially ruin Burt Reynolds, leading him to file for Chapter 11 in 96. And Anderson noted the two would occasionally meet with their son and spoke in his 2018 funeral. However, after the tabloid controversy died down, she would go on to have notable roles like Melrose Place and Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She is survived by her fourth husband, musician Bob Flick, as well as two children, two grandchildren, a stepson, and two step-grandchildren. And that's from the Western Journal on actress Lonnie Anderson. 520-790-2040. If you'd like to buy, sell, trade, or give away any items, you're more than welcome to do it. And this is the unregulated free market governed only by common courtesy and common sense. And you're invited to participate therein. This portion of the program brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management, guiding you to retire comfortably and remain comfortably retired. They counsel you on how to, they manage money for gun owners and guide you to be able to retire comfortably and stay retired comfortably. And that's what they do, and they're good at it. And you can find them online at Wilkinson Wealth MG. MT.com or find them by phone at 777-1911. Also brought to you by Perfection Auto Works, repairing your car in a way that it stays on the road kind of forever and that your air conditioner is cold kind of forever. No matter what juice it runs on, they got the juice to stick in it. And whether it's an old Freon-filled car, they still have some Freeze 12 left, a few cases of it left, and they have all kinds of other refrigerants. And they're always happy to hear from you at 323-8650. To the phones. Your first name, please, caller.
Paul.
Paul, you're on the radio. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gangsters. Remember, it's the first shot that counts.
Actually, right. That's not really wrong. Those, in self-defense, those who get the first rounds on target usually survive the fight. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. I have the deal of the day here. I have two e-bikes, brand new. I bought them, and my wife won't ride it. She says, no way. So they were like $800 each. I'll take $600 for both of them.
We're
only a couple days old.
We're $800 each. We'll take $600 for both. Do you know the brand name?
Jetson.
Bye. How perfect, Jay. Where is that sound effect when you need it? All right. Anything else?
I also have a 2021 Red Charger. Everything's new in it. Everything's high performance, air conditioner, engine, transmission, tires. The kid was a great mechanic. He had money. He just wanted to, I don't know, he just did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like around 10,000 for it.
How many miles on it?
I don't know, but not many at all.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have that 40-foot RV, $3,500. You can haul it away and someone can live in it. And then I have what I call a trash trailer. It's a 35-foot aluminum trailer. I use it for storage. You could take it and use it for storage or recycle it, make some money. I don't care. My name's Paul. Phone number is 520-441-9484.
Okay, 520-441-9484. I didn't hear what you were asking for the 35-foot aluminum trailer.
$200 would be fine. Oh, one more thing.
Sure.
Someone told me there was a lady looking for a barbershop chair.
Yes.
I have one for $200 would be good. It's not the old antique ones, but it's not the new cheap ones that you see. It's nice one.
She was looking for kind of a portable one.
Well, this isn't portable.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of the reason is that she has in partnership with the church, and they do like these services for homeless people where they bring a shower trailer and then a portable barber chair, and they take a shower and they get a haircut, and they can go out and apply for a job or, you know, do things like that. They bring these services to people. It's kind of neat. Anyway, I will put down barber chair, B-A-R-B-E-R, chair 200. Okay. Anything else?
Thank you, sir. Everybody have a great week.
Let me read your phone number back. 520-441-9484. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. And that opens the line for you in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios and brings us to the bottom of the hour break. So let's go right ahead and do that now. Open with Windows Media. Yeah, pot is on, pot is up. Host is shut up.
Hartman Glass invites you to its Gallery of Glass showroom for custom shower doors, tables, and glass enclosures. From boardrooms to an exquisite display case for your valued collectibles. Need a glass conference room in your office? Laser measuring for accuracy. 903-0766 and see them online at hartman-glass.com. That's hartman-glass.com.
This is Herman Cain. You'd get some good bargains on the Swap Shop. Call in now at 520-790-2040 and have Charles make fun of your stuff.
Are you looking for a reliable, high-speed internet solution for your home, business, or RV? ACI Starlink Installers specializes in professional Starlink satellite internet installations, bringing fast and dependable access directly to you across Arizona. We are licensed and insured, an independent company. Call 520-331-0125 for the best Starlink internet. Call right now, 520-331-0125.
This is Tina Martin, and everybody loves some Swap Shop sometime.
The Pasta Bar at Mama Louisa's is back. Mondays and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., pick your pasta, pick your sauce, or combine them. Watch it made right in front of you and take it hot to your table, including soup and salad for only $15.95. A full bar is available. Mama Louisa's does takeout, too.
Mama Louisa's, 2041 South Craycroft. Call for catering or takeout, 790-4702. Mama Louisa's on Craycroft, just north of the DM Gate.
Hey, this is Merlin Gould. You're listening to The Swap Shop.
John Quincy uniquely understood what we had to do as a new country is to understand the values and character of our nation and to tell ourselves stories that would reinforce that. God gives us all things to do, and if we're lucky, he gives us things that we like to do and really enjoy them.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
Cornucopia. Gerson's. Gerson's Cornucopia. An overflowing of great stuff. That's what a cornucopia is. And that's what Gerson's is. So many doors, so much flooring, so many cabinets, so much everything. Rugs, refrigerators, windows, wrought iron paint. Paint and even more paint. Gerson's Building Materials, 4726 South Country Club, just north of Irvington. Check us out online, gersonsbuildingmaterials.com.
Maybe the sun's light will be
It was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the
vocalist Marianne Faithfull, who was a 1960s sojourn, she had as a swinging London pop star, was succeeded by a striking punk-era artistic rebirth, passed away in London in January. She was 78. BBC posted a statement from her family saying, Marianne passed away peacefully in London today in the company of her loving family. And she was blonde, blue-eyed, and beautiful. Faithfull had logged a low-key career as a London coffeehouse folk performer before she was discovered at 17 by Rolling Stones manager Andrew Leung Oldham after she attended a party for the hit-making band and signed to Decca Records in the United Kingdom. She was launched in 64 by a single as Tears Go By, co-authored by Oldham and the Stones' Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. While her rendition, which peaked at number 22 in the U.S., was eclipsed by the Stones' number 6 cover the following year, her tremendous voice propelled 445s into the American top 40. In Oldham's 2002 memoir, Too Stoned, the British novelist and journalist Nick Cohn called Faithfull the perfect face. She looked incredibly virginal, incredibly sexual, and she had the strangest sad smile you ever saw. When she sang, she sighed and drooped her eyelids in poses of infinite lustful purity. What a British description, huh? And Americans just go, hey, she's hot, and that'd be the end of it. And by 1966, Faithfull had abandoned her marriage to artist John Dunbar after just a year, and her pop career began to take a back seat to her role as Jagger's glamorous companion. Mick Jagger remembered Faithfull on social media in January, posting, I'm so saddened to hear the death of Marianne Faithfull. She was so much a part of my life for so long. She was a wonderful friend, a beautiful singer, and a great actress. She'll always be remembered. Let's go through some of the salacious stuff. By the time her song appeared on the Stones' 71 album, Sticky Fingers, Faithfull had split with Jagger, and her life, reflecting the tune's prophecy, had gone into a downward spiral. The breakup of her relationship with Jagger, the miscarriage of his child, referred to as Memo from Turner, in a song Jagger penned for the film Performance, and a loss of custody of her son Nicholas from her marriage to Dunbar, led to a 1970 suicide attempt. A profound addiction to heroin led to a protracted period of homelessness on the London streets. Though she continued to grapple with addiction into the 80s, she finally embraced sobriety after a couple of rehab stints and began to tentatively turn around her life and career in the mid-70s. She issued an unusual country rock album, Dreamin' My Dreams, in 1975, but her true return to prominence came 4 years later with Broken English, her debut LP for Island Records. Singing in a newly deep, razor-edged rasp, Faithfull essayed a caustic brace of songs that included the terrorism-themed title track, John Lennon's Biting Working Class Hero. Dr. Hook's study of suburban anemone, The Ballad of Lucy Jordan, and poet Heathcote Williams' profane, fire-spitting indictment of infidelity, Why'd You Do It?, embraced by critics, dazzled by its punk-edge spirit, the album peaked at 57 in the U.S. and collected a Grammy nomination for Best Female Rock Performance. A single release of the title cut featured a biting remake of Sister Morphine on its B-side. Anyway, Marianne Faithfull passed away at age 79 in London, and our condolences to her family, and we'll always enjoy her music. And I got to dig up some of those songs they mentioned in that obit, and maybe I will play them on the radio, because I doubt most of us have heard them, although some of us probably have. And this is the Swap Shop, where you can buy, sell, and trade anything you like. You can talk about your yard sale. You can plug anything that's lawful and moral, like a dog rescue or something like that. You're more than welcome to do it. This portion of today's program is brought to you in part by Southern Arizona Rain Gutters. They keep the rain away from the foundation of your house, keep your house from cracking and settling for that reason. And also, you can store water. And if you live inside the city and you take a class, you can then apply for a rebate on your storage tanks for $1 a gallon, up to 5,000 gallons, I believe. Or is it up to 2,500 gallons? Oh, well, call them and ask. It's they got a great phone number, 299-RAIN. That's 299-RAIN for Southern Arizona Rain Gutters, locally owned by a very upstanding company, people who have a moral center and will always do the right thing. And if something is not right in your installation, just let them know and they'll fix it. And you can call in at 520-790-2040 to buy, sell, and trade anything you would like. And I want to think of something I have that I wanted to move on to someone else's door, and it's not sticking to me. I got to put it in the show notes. Also brought to you by the Tucson Tool Shop. Tucson Tools is the old Kent's Tools. They have a huge inventory that just came in. They bought out several estates, and those estates had lots and lots of tools in them. So there's lots of new stuff, or new-to-them stuff, that you can find at 133 East Grant Road. They're on Grant Road, just east of Stone on the north side of the street, and you will be glad you went in there. If you're looking for bright and fancy, don't go. If you're looking for practical and well-stocked, absolutely go. They're located again at 133 East Grant Road, and their number, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. There's 624-8098. That's 624-8098. Our number in the Wilkinson Wealth Management Studios is 520-790-2040. And you can buy and sell and trade as you like. This portion of the program brought to you by Millet, Mullet, and Mallet. If you're being driven, if you've driven hammered, you can keep from getting nailed, because they own a judge or two. Find them on the web at MilletMulletMallet.law or 1-800-BUY-A-JUDGE. And let's see. We're going to take our third break, and that'll be coming up now. And this has got Mike's new spot in it, I'm pretty sure.
On March 9, 1862, the first ironclad warships, Virginia and Monitor, steamed into Hampton Roads and opened fire on each other.
Fire!
Both sustained only minor damage and withdrew. Neither ship would survive 1862. You can get a silver coin commemorating the battle at Tucson Coin and Autograph.
At the southeast corner of Oracle and Orange Grove, TucsonCoinAutograph.com and 219-4427.
I can't stand it. I watch TV and there's nothing but commercials.
This is just great. We're in Death Valley and the car breaks down.
Don't worry, honey. I simply popped the trunk.
Pop the trunk?
Wait and see this. I purchased Ronco's new trunk mechanic.
Oh, come on.
Hi, guys. Pop the hood and I will have you back on the road.
So simply add these two blue pills to your gas tank and your car will perform like...
What?
So for it, my new synthetic extra virgin oil additive. Not only your car run a smooth, but it smell a delicious.
So stupid.
So call now and order your very own duct tape engine wrap.
Duct tape engine?
Just tell me the engine size and the model.
What?
And your engine will last forever.
At Perfection Auto Works, we don't entice you with tricks or gimmicks. Our ASC-certified mechanics guarantee your car fixed right the first time.
Finally, someone I can believe in.
You know, he's right. Call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
So we have people that are spending their whole lives on human-caused global warming. If your whole career is, how do we convince everybody we have man-made global warming? That's sort of like being a Bigfoot journalist or a vampire journalist.
No, Steve, I got to put my foot down here at this point. Vampire lives matter.
Liberty Watch, so that government remains servant, not master. And America armed and free, about things with a muzzle, a nozzle, or a blade. Sundays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right after Swap Shop.
In the desert, rainwater is liquid gold falling from the sky onto your roof. But how do you keep it?
Southern Arizona Rain Gutters installs rain gutters and water storage tanks attractively on your property to water your plants or sustain your family. If municipal water were interrupted, how long would you last? Monsooner or later, you'll find out. SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com. That's SouthernArizonaRainGutters.com.
This is Mark Levin. Don't listen to those backbenchers. Charles has been doing Swap Shop, Liberty Watch, and America Armed and Free on KVOI. Congratulations, Charles.
Dennis Prager here. There's nothing so quintessentially American as trading freely with one another in good faith. As on the Swap Shop, congratulations on KVOI, Charles.
Hey, my little baby child, it's time to close your eyes. Papa's gonna tell you now what he saw outside. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. Serpent strutted across the sky, east down to the south. Moon was a giant serpent egg it carried in its mouth. It was the rising Swap Shop moon. It was the rising Swap Shop moon.
And good morning. We've got Pat on the air. Pat, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, so often when I'm listening to Swap Shop, I wonder whatever happened to that call or that thing that they were trying to sell or buy. And so I thought I'd call and let everybody know that we had a successful Swap Shop sale of the donated vehicle I spoke about last week.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say thanks to everyone involved in helping with that, including Bob, the nice man who bought it. And, Mike from Perfection, who is the sponsor of the whole show. How could mm-hmm. we do that without that air power, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, and then all of the people at the Tucson Action Team for Dogs, which also includes other animals. I mean, you know, dogs are the main focus, but while I've got you on the line,
mm-hmm.
can I mention our big shindig coming up for
Please.
Our big fundraiser in September?
Please.
Oh, good. We're calling it Pause for Cause, and it's a dog dance party. We're going to have, well, what we're going to do is rock, wag, and roll with food and fun at St. Philip's Plaza on September 18th at 6 p.m. to about 10. It's only going to cost you $10 to get in, but boy, are you ever going to have fun. And the way to get your ticket early is to go through our website, which is TucsonActionTeam.com. Just scroll to events, and you'll find everything about this fun thing we're working on. And believe you me, we are working doggedly
mm-hmm.
and to bring the best party to
September 18th at what time again?
6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Uh-huh, to 10 p.m. And what was the website for more information?
TucsonActionTeam.com.
Mm-hmm, .com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll just click the events option, and then you'll read all about it and how you can sign up. And we'll be working more on spay and neuter mainly, but we have other programs too, like where we'll go to schools and help children learn how it is, how neat it is to be a responsible pet owner so that pets don't go back to the animal shelters and things like that. So come and join us. Bring your ideas and your sponsorship, and we'll see you there.
All right.
Okay.
TucsonActionTeam.com and click on events.
That's correct. And if anybody wants to speak to me personally about the group, they can call me at my regular number, 520-334-7900.
At the speed of the pen. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Wonderful is right here at my feet. So.
Oh, Charger, I hope you heard all that. It's good news. Oh, by the way, dogs are invited and encouraged to come.
Oh, not him.
They're well behaved.
No, not know? Him. He hates other dogs. He'll just cause a scene.
Well, but if listeners out there were wondering, we do say, you know, if you know your dog is well behaved, do bring him. You know, the plaza there is dog friendly every day of the week. So for a party like this, we're catering to the four-legged variety. So
yep. Yeah, I've learned my lesson about bringing him into crowds. So.
Well, I probably will leave mine at home too, but they have jobs to do here. You know, not all dogs are supposed to go. Plus, I'll have my hands full and
You'll be busy. All right.
You know,
well, I look forward to it.
Room for another nice dog.
September 18th is that? What day of the week is that?
Let me just get over to my calendar.
Let's see.
That
get over
is
my September.
Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday.
Oh, darn, I'm teaching that night. Oh, well. That's okay. People need to learn, so.
Well, it's, you know, the world has a place for everybody. You can't be everywhere at once, and you're doing important work for sure.
As Flipper would say, a time to every porpoise under heaven. So.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah. All righty.
Well, thanks for another great show.
My pleasure.
And have fun doing it. Okay?
Yeah, Tante Haber Frutus. All right, have a great day, Pat.
You too. Bye.
Our most enthusiastic cheerleader, Pat Hirsch, and talking about Paws for Cause, Rock Wagon Roll at St. Philip's Plaza, September 18th from 6 to 10 p.m. It's a Thursday night, and the funds go to Tucson Action Team, which is an animal rescue organization. More information at TucsonActionTeam.com and click events. And again, TucsonActionTeam.com and click events. Stop pulling on the leash. I got him held back. Evidently, there's somebody else in here that he wants to bark at, and that ain't happening. He's going to be in here with me, so probably got to close the door. That's okay. 520-790-2040, and you can buy and sell and trade. This portion of today's program is brought to you in part by the good folks at ACI Starlink. If you have a problem getting internet, this is a way to do it. It is Starlink internet, and you can, if you don't feel like getting up on your roof and installing it or anywhere else that it needs to be installed, you can call ACI Starlink, and they will install it for you. They'll do it professionally. They'll run cables where they need to run. They're reasonably priced. They'll go anywhere in the state of Arizona. So if you got a cabin up in Sholo or something, you need them to go up there and install it, there'll be a trip charge, a significant one, but they will do it. And their number is 520-331-0125. That's 331-0125. It's Tim Wagner's company. You've heard him be a guest here on the air. If you've been listening since the KJLL days, he used to have a computer program on that station 22 years ago. He used to have a program over there, and you may have heard him if you were a listener to me at the old station. You may have heard him there, or you may have heard him as a guest here. And he's an Air Force veteran, a very, very honorable guy, and you'll be glad you know him if you do. And once again, ACI Starlink installers is 520-331-0125. They are not affiliated with Starlink. They install it. They have an affiliation with Starlink, but they don't sell it. They install it. So, and they're not customer service for Starlink. They're an installation company that's independent. 520-331-0125. We are the Swap Shop, and you can buy, sell, and trade anything you want here. You can do asks for, and if it's lawful and moral, it's welcomed here. And if it's not, please take it somewhere else, and we'd be happy to hear it. And they're coming up on swap shop is Donna Jackson in a few minutes after the news. And Donna Jackson is with the CFACT committee for CFACT.org, CFACT.org. You can look them up online if you want. She's pretty interesting. She's very interesting, very knowledgeable. And she's very conscientious conservative is what she is. And a lot of fun to listen to. There's Tamara Colbert coming up at 11:30. And Tamara is a, let's just put it this way. I have my fights with the publicity industry. And I have some legendary complaints about them, including a page on my website called Bad PR about some of the truly, and I'm not talking about people who make a mistake. I make a lot of them. People have heard me on air say some really dumb things. I get it. I take responsibility. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who truly go out of their way to do a bad job. And some of those people are on the Bad PR page of my website, libertywatchradio.com. By the way, I'm pretty well caught up with all the programs. If you want to listen to past weeks, I have them for the last 6 months of Liberty Watch and the last 2 weeks of Swap Shop posted right now today at libertywatchradio.com. If you want Swap Shop, click on the Swap Shop tab. If you want Liberty Watch, click on the recent archive page. And if you want the older archive, older classic archive or classic archive, that's got interviews going back 20 years that I've done with Ed Ames and with guy that ran the Air Force for the Iraqis in the first Gulf War. I mean, it's pretty interesting stuff. And I was one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, Colonel Lee Archer, and a lot of other interesting ones with Whitey Mack, skipper of, I believe, the Lapon. And although I could be wrong which submarine it was. Anyway, the point of the matter being there's a lot of interesting stuff. I also saw that it was recently the anniversary of the death of Zenon Lucosius about 19 years ago. Zenon was one of the 12 guys who went inside U-505 when it was captured in June of 1944. And Zenon Lucosius is the guy that actually stopped it from sinking. He found the sea strainer hatch that was open and covered it. And even though thinking it was booby-trapped with 55 pounds of TNT, he went ahead and picked it up anyway. And his statement to Wayne Pickles, who was standing next to him on the crew, Pickles is the guy that bagged the Enigma machine, and he said to Wayne, "Well, Wayne, here goes nothing." And he picked up the sea strainer lid, put it down on top of the hatch that was open to the sea, and had Wayne Pickles stand on it while he dogged the hatch down and against the water pressure and dogged the hatch down and saved the boat from sinking. And he got a Silver Star for it eventually, but took the Navy a long, long time to get around to it. The guy who ordered him to do it, Dan Gallery, Captain Dan Gallery of Chicago, later Admiral Gallery, got the Medal of Honor for capturing an enemy submarine. First one that had been captured in combat on the high seas since the War of 1812 when the Constitution 44 did it. And it's a pretty interesting event in history. And if you're looking to hear interviews of two of the guys who captured it, you can get it on libertywatchradio.com on the older archive, and you can look that up. And I also have a tab for America's Fabric. I've got to bring that up to the last month, but up until I think the end of June, America's Fabric is up to date, and I'll get July and August up there probably tonight when I sit down at the computer to update all the files, upload all the files that I get from here and from a couple other places, a couple interesting articles that are there. And you can also look at my my archive there, the ones, my blog, the articles I've written about Good Man in a Storm. And that's a pretty interesting article. Who is Gamaias? Who is the Good Man in a Storm? It's an interesting article. And so is also the article on, and so is also a lot of articles on preparedness. There's some good stuff there on how to build a bug out bag, and I think I have some of those shows in the permanent older archive, and they're worth a listen if you haven't listened to them. You'll learn when I say Huey-O what that is and what I mean by soap, swivel on a pivot, and a whole bunch of other things. And in that Who is a Good Man in a Storm, there's also a pretty good essay up there called 50 Points of Freedom, if you're looking for an interesting reference into the way things actually are. And it makes for both good reading and good update on this program and the things coming up on it. And if you want to tune in, we're always on at 10 o'clock in the morning every rain or shine, every Sunday morning we come on at about 10:04, actually at 10. We actually come on a few seconds before 10, and you notice there's no news at the top of the hour on Swap Shop because people don't tune in here for the news. They tune in here for the opportunity to buy, sell, and trade whatever they like. And that's the wrong file. Well, how about that? Let's try. That's for Liberty Watch. Let's try that on for size. And give it a skip. And I think we're about timed right. Remember, there's always enough room in the free market for transactions that don't involve force or fraud. If you have enough of the right things, you'll always have the right thing when the time occurs. And as Pat says, tante haber frutis, always have fun doing it. I'll see you on Liberty Watch.
Just sing a song and bring the sun away. Happy trails.